Hits Radio.
It's the Hits Radio with Will Manning. Very excited to see the return of the UK's very own Cher Lloyd. Hello, Cher Lloyd.
Hello, darling.
Are you happy to be home?
I am. I couldn't believe it. I got off the plane. It felt lovely.
What was the first thing you did when you got back?
Well, get all my, 10 suitcases back to the hotel.
Yeah.
I did that.
Was that literally like your life there? In 10 suitcases?
Pretty much, yeah.
Right. And I saw on Twitter that you're a big fan of battered sausage, chips and curry sauce. The big question is, Cher, have you yet demolished that?
No, I haven't. And I should have done that already, but I haven't got around to that yet. But I've got plenty of time. I'm not going anywhere.
How long are you going to be back in the UK for then?
Well, I'm here for the rest of this week.
Okay.
And then I'm going to fly back to the US, do a couple of things, and then I'm back in July.
Okay.
So it's not long.
And also, you are back with a huge new single.
I am.
That's the reason you're speaking to me right now. Sirens, out on the 20th of July. And the album, Sorry I'm Late, out on the 28th as well, right?
Yeah, on my birthday of all
days. Is that your birthday?
Yeah, that's my birthday.
And you know what? Was it time to be like that?
Well, Sticks and Stones was released on my birthday.
I see. There's a little pattern emerging here. Tell us about Sirens then, because it is a very personal song, really. If you listen to it properly, you can really tell. Why did you pick this as your comeback single?
I think for me, it's been a long time since I've really sang. And it's the thing that I began with. So I wanted to go back to my roots a little bit and go back to really singing and, showcasing my voice. And I think that was the perfect song to do it with. And I think, this song for me shows my maturity as well. The way that I've grown up within the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And plus the video. I think a lot of people have been very shocked by the video as well.
I was watching this last night and it was like a mini movie and I felt like I kind of shouldn't be watching it. Do you know what I mean? It felt like I was sort of looking into your life, like a private part of your life that I shouldn't be seeing.
You should be seeing it. It's important that you see it to understand the person that I am. And that's the reason why I wanted to do it. Because, I feel like the 17-year-old me, when I look back, she wouldn't have showed anyone anything. She didn't want to let anybody in. And I think, growing up a little bit and having a bit more experience, you find a love for really getting artsy with it. And I think that's what I did.
Hits Radio. Cher Lloyd is hanging out with us on the Hits Radio. That was her brand new song called Sirens. It's coming out to the UK. She's back finally. We've missed her. I just want to take you back a little bit. I guess, what is it? Is it four years since X Factor now? I'm saying 4 years. Is that right?
I think so. Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, it's all been a bit of a blur.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's been a long time.
How do you think you've changed? And this is a pretty deep question, Cher. How do you think you changed as an artist and also a person as well since the X Factor came to an end? Because a lot of stuff has happened. You've grown up a lot. What's really changed since that point?
I think it's really mostly that I've grown up and I've learnt a lot more about myself. And I think, being a 17-year-old girl in the sort of position that I was in, I didn't understand anything, and I was very hesitant to sort of show anyone any part of me because I was so scared about it. It was a very, it was a very confusing time for me. But fortunately, I'd been given this massive opportunity to do something, positive with my life and my career. And I just grabbed it with both hands, after the show had finished, I really got me head down, worked me arse off and made something of it. And I think that's the type of thing that you have to go through. And I think regardless of whether I was in the music industry or not, I would have had to have grown up.
Yeah.
Just like everyone else has to grow up. And I think, and I'm a much happier person now.
You have just come off a US tour, haven't you, with your good friend Demi?
I have, yeah. It was an amazing tour. We had a lot of fun together.
Pretty showbiz, being best mates of Demi Blum and Lovato.
I know.
I imagine, though, living in America, life is kind of like that all the time, where you go to, Starbucks with film stars and fellow singers and stuff, and everyone's, really attractive and really fit. Is that really the case? Does that actually happen?
Well, one thing I will say is I've never said that I live in America, because I don't really live anywhere.
Okay.
So I always see it as just a short holiday.
Right. Okay, yeah.
It's like a holiday, but I'm working and I know that I'm going to be coming back.
Holiday. Yeah.
Holiday. But I think, you do have these sort of preconceived ideas of what LA is going to be like. And then you get there. I couldn't adapt to that. I'm not really? very good with that.
So you couldn't do like the weird diets and stuff like that? Too much hassle.
Well, do you know what? I spent the first couple of months hunting around for PG Tips tea bags.
No way.
I did.
Could you not get them thrown over?
No, I ain't dealing with that. That's too much
too
bother.
Much
but
can't
I mean,
be bothered.
I did look around for a while. I found a British shop in the end and got me Marmite and got me PG Tips. So I was all set up with that.
But there must be something showbizzy you have done, though, in LA, which you thought, oh my God, what the hell am I doing? Like, what situation am I in right now? What's the most showbiz thing that's happened to you?
One of my main highlights, I got to perform at Madison Square Garden.
That is a big deal.
That is a massive deal. And I remember stepping on the stage and thinking, oh my God, how did this all happen? Like, this is crazy to me.
That's one of the big artist dreams, isn't it? Like, that and Wembley is like way up there on the list. That's really, really cool.
The Hits Radio.
The Hits Radio. Cher Lloyd is hanging out with us right now. Cher, I have got two of your biggest fans on the phone.
All right.
Say hello to Lucy.
Hello, Lucy.
Hi, Cher.
Lucy, what is your question for Cher Lloyd, please?
What was your mum's reaction to the Sirens video being dedicated to her?
Oh, that is a good question. She did get a little bit emotional because she's me mum and, you know, I did that video for her. She loved it. She really did. And she said it was kind of a bit weird for her to see it all back again. That's got to be one of the most proudest things that I've done, if you get what I mean. Like, I feel like that's a good gift for me to be able to give to my mum.
Lucy's in shock.
Yeah, thank you.
Just a really big dramatic pause there, Lucy.
I was thinking, has everyone gone and left me and I'm speaking on my own?
Lucy's crying in a corner. Thanks a lot, well, Lucy.
See you, love.
Bye. Oh, bless. And we've got Kieran as well. Hi, Kieran.
Hiya.
What is your question for Cher?
Hi.
Hiya.
Phone for Cher Lloyd.
It's actually happening, Kieran. Don't mess it up. What's your question?
I feel like I'm about to jump off a cliff.
Please don't.
In a good way. No, right. So are you going to come and meet all the UK brats in different cities over your time over here?
Well, do you know what? I was mentioning that to someone on my team today, and that's something that I'd really, really love to do. I would love to do that.
Yeah, that would be sick, and we could all get selfies together and come to Liverpool.
Listen, I'm all about the selfies. I've been doing that everywhere I've been.
I've been seeing a lot of selfies happening.
I know. I do them all the time now. I do them all the time.
You're getting decked with selfies, to be fair.
Thanks. I've perfected, you know, like, you just got to try it out a few ways, haven't you, really, and try and find your best. Yeah.
Have you got a favourite filter share?
I like the one that makes it more tan.
Oh, you can never go wrong with a bit of tan.
No, because I ain't tan and I don't use fake tan on anything. So when it's on my phone, I think, oh, everyone's going to think I'm a bit tan, but I ain't.
Instantly makes you look amazing. Thanks very much for your question, Kieran. Please don't drop off
Thank
any
you.
Bridges.
Bye, Cher.
Thank you, bye.
Oh, bless. Oh, it's nice to speak to your fans, isn't it, again? It's been a long time, really, since you've been in the UK, and they've been really desperate to speak to you. Our Twitter's been going crazy, so thanks so much for doing that. And thanks for hanging out with us.
And they've been so patient as well.
They
and that's
have.
One thing that I can really say about my fans is that I know that they're really there for me and they've got me back and they'll be patient. And I just think it's amazing to come back to so many, you know, amazing, dedicated fans.
It was worth the wait, Cher. It was worth the wait.
Oh, thank you.
Sirens out on the 20th of July and the album Sorry I'm Late out on the 28th on your birthday.
On my birthday.
Happy birthday for then.
Thanks.
And we hope to see you soon. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us, Cher.
All the hits.
Yeah. All the hits. We party hard.
This is the Hits Radio.